The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to our Wednesday edition here.
We just ran out of time, man.
I know what happened. Carl just hit.
Flew by.
Slid around the corner. I'm in here. Pat Karch, we haven't seen him for, I haven't seen him actually. He was on the road to Texas, New Mexico. I'd love to hear, actually transpired.
He was
three or four
Monday.
States. 7:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody, here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda Bott, bringing you the morning show this morning. This is your talk radio.
Today's the 8th of February.
Oh, my goodness.
7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And are you?
I feel like, yeah, there we go. I
okay.
Need to get a little bit more. Hey, okay.
Turn it up a little bit. Okay. Good morning. Liam's there.
At the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm finding you a State of the Union summary.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
But by who?
Why you're doing that?
Well, that's the problem.
I've got like five of them.
A summary?
Right.
Oh.
I've got three or four right here.
It's hard to find.
No, it's outstanding.
Differences.
Half of them, they're like, oh my goodness, Joe's best president ever. Amazing.
Okay.
You know, you look at USA Today and Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Were they watching the same one?
I don't think so.
I think they all agreed on one thing. That Marjorie Green, I think that's her name, liar. And that Republicans were booing when he said, he said, we have a fentanyl problem. And they go, it's because the border is open. So there.
Yeah.
Well, Pat just passed us some State of the Union.
I think we should just find the most left-leaning State of the Union address summaries. And just make fun of them.
Mm. Well, you know, I've got five takeaways here.
Can we do the weather?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's start with that because I know our loyal listeners like to know when they turn on our show in the morning that we give you the National Weather Service. And, of course, it changes a little bit. We have, like, what did you say? There are four different
micro
climates
around Redding.
Right. So you've got the Redding Airport, and then we have up on the top of Placer, and then we have friends on Texas Springs where their fountains freeze and certain areas do not. So today, sunny with a high of 66, mostly clear tonight with 42. What a beautiful day. Sunny tomorrow with 66 as well, mostly clear Thursday night with 40, overnight lows of 40. Friday calls for partly sunny with a high of 57, overnight lows of 39 Friday night. Saturday, sunny with a high of 64. Now, when I came yesterday and I read the forecast, it said that we may have showers, but not according to today's printout. So Saturday looks like it's sunny and mostly clear Saturday night with overnight lows, and Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, 67. So we've got a great weekend ahead of us. Beautiful skies, clear skies, a little bit of clouds, and that's it. It looks like a great week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company located in Anderson where they always give senior and veteran discounts. I know many of you are thinking, how can I save a buck today? Well, if you are rethinking your budget, Shasta Gas Propane gives seniors, which I think starts at 55, and veteran discounts, 365-3793. All right, shoot.
Okay. My first takeaways are from USA Today, which, is, of course, a very liberal paper. Let me put it this way. It leans in the left direction. And of course, USA Today also owns the Record Searchlight. And what's going on with the Record Searchlight? It's been the same news stories on their online edition for days. I wonder if whoever does it is on vacation or something. They've got stories that are on there from 4 months ago. 4 months ago. That just doesn't make sense. Anyway, according to USA Today, Biden setting the stage for the 24 reelection run. He talked about priorities that are popular among progressives, but unlikely to find support in a Republican-led House, or maybe some of even Democrat-led houses, such as codifying abortion rights, banning assault weapons, raising taxes, passing comprehensive. Now, if the Republicans and the Democrats could ever get together and put together, immigration reform package, that would be spectacular. And capping insulin prices at $35 for all Americans. I don't see any problem with that. I'm sure there is someplace. And then he said, he had just his vision for America about people working together in Congress and all that. And he should make his announcement, and it's widely expected this spring, even though there's many Democrats who don't want him to run again. He's 80 years old, and he already has certain things that people question. A contentious back and forth over Social Security when he said some Republicans are wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia yelled liar, and other Republicans booed. Anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal Biden shot back. But I think pretty much that if this was floated, or went, I think one rep might have floated this, and Republicans said, no, that's not going to happen. We're not touching Medicare and Social Security. He talks about blue-collar workers being left behind. And the thing about it is he's right. A lot of the manufacturing is going away. Why? Because you're raising taxes. When you raise taxes on corporations, they move their operations. That's just – or you cancel blue-collar jobs like he did with the Keystone Pipeline. Anyway, I won't make any comments on that. I'll go through the other one.
Just cover it without opinion.
Yes, without opinion. And he described a blue collar.
Can anybody do that anymore?
I'm trying, but this, see, this is an opinion show. I'm not giving the news. If I was giving the news, I would just give it. But I will try to do that without making comment. Democrats have seen support among white voters who lack college degrees slip precipitously in recent years. But his gains with this group over Hillary Clinton helped him carry Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Only a reference, no mention of the Chinese spy balloon. Okay, this Marjorie Greene, again, did you see what she did?
I don't know, it's the biggest meme across the...
She was walking down Congress halls, not inside, and she had a white helium balloon that she was carrying.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that was kind of
no,
funny.
Seriously, or was that a joke?
No, she didn't put it in. She didn't take it in with her, but she was carrying it around, which I thought was kind of funny. A Chinese spy balloon that crossed the continental United States several times, it looks like. He made no mention of the balloon at all. He just said, I'm committed to work with China where it can advance American interest and benefit the world. But make no mistake, as we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country. And that he had followed the advice of the Pentagon. And then he wants police reform. And he wants to pass the George Floyd Act. Let's commit ourselves and make the words of Tyree's mother come true. Something good must come from this.
Well, can I just say that the SOTU poll, S-O-T-U.
That's the... State of the Union.
All right, State of the Union said 72% approved of Biden's speech, including 43% of Republicans.
Well, there you go. Four of the justices, the Supreme Court justices, were not there last night. That's kind of unheard of. Including, the Supreme Court. Let me see who wasn't. Gorsuch wasn't there, and I'll go over to the other side now.
Mm-hmm.
that says the it names them. They had five takeaways, but we'll get to those right when we come back. Now, this is from Fox News. So let's see. I'm sure that they were looking at the same State of the Union, but they have different ideas. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite is our locally owned, locally run dish satellite service. It's been in the business for over 30 years. Don't call that 800 number. Call our local retailer, Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. He's got great deals. So many I can't even begin to mention them here. But give him a call at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-3474. Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite. It is a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Prepare for a full night of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought BNT Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, BNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. BNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call BNT Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from BNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at BNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call BNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. And Liam, who's there?
Dun, 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 dun. Good morning, everybody, and we are talking about State of the Union.
By the way, that poll that Linda read to you, that 72% of the people thought it was great and 47%, that came from CNN. And CNN, I believe, very little. That would be like Fox coming back and saying, you know, 67% of the people hated it. Because they have their own groups of people they go out to. I don't trust polls. Okay, now, the other side. First one was USA Today. And Linda's right. So I shut up my comments on it. And this one comes from Fox. So it talked about, this made both of them, Marjorie Greene yelled liar. And some people, and I see what you're talking about. They're saying she was dressed like Cruella de Vil from the movie.
Now, okay, so when I was reading my particular link, came out of, it wasn't CNN, it was off of something else. But see, like, I'm on Breitbart now, and there are opinion pieces. So when you're talking about this is, you know, there's stuff that's written by, like this one is by Joel Pollack. You know, and I'll read from that after you finish
the course. He's pretty conservative. Now, even left-leaning, now this is what Fox is saying, has some Republicans have supported designating all federal programs under a stricter scrutiny of discretionary spending. So that Congress must approve each program on an annual basis. What this would mean could face cuts. Republicans have repeatedly said they don't want to eliminate the programs. Well, that didn't sound good. They want to make cuts on it. So, I would like it to see that all of the in Social Security and Medicare, I would like, especially in Social Security, them take a really good look at, you know, at what they're doing with the money and all of the false claims and all these things. But even left-leaning outlets have said Biden's characterizations of the GOP plans for Social Security and Medicare are misleading. McCarthy, the leader of the House, he was shushing the Republicans. He shushed hecklers in his own party when they interrupted Biden's tribute to a fentanyl victim. It's coming from China. Another one said, it's your fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the border's open. How do you think the fentanyl and all the drugs
tacky.
Come across?
It's just tacky.
It's tacky. But look at England in their House of, their House of Commons.
Yes,
I mean, they're screaming bad names at each other, but including the prime minister who's going back and forth with them. Wait, I'm not finished here. He said that Biden repeated his claim that he's created 12 million new jobs. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics said that's not true. Under Biden has only added 2.7 million overall jobs because of the other 10 million had been lost during COVID. He wants to ban assault weapons now. Of course, that's always take your guns.
All right.
Now, here's the fifth takeaway of all the stuff. Joe Biden and the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, Harris's husband, shared a kiss ahead of the speech on the mouth. And this one guy, Joe Biden just kissed Kamala Harris's husband on the lips. Didn't see that one coming.
All right. Anyway, can I go? Okay. So, in this particular, of course, I'm telling you, this is off of, by Joel
Pollack, who's a very conservative guy.
Okay, this is out of now Breitbart, so I'm just reading some of
his. Very conservative site.
In his State of the Union, these are just excerpts. Biden also spoke about the unfairness of the tax system. Again, after 50 years in political life, Biden refrains that the tax code allows the rich corporations to get away with loopholes that leave them paying less than ordinary people or nothing. Whatever the truth of that statement, and high earners generally pay disproportionately more taxes, Biden has been around the tax code for a while. He also spoke about police reform and sponsoring the 1994 crime bill, often linked to mass
incarceration.
Did I say that? Sorry.
Yeah.
He talked about unity after claiming that the Republicans want to create Jim Crow 2.0, through ballot integrity measures. On Tuesday night, he implied Republicans bore blame for the horrific assault on Paul Pelosi. Can you believe this one? An attack by a crazed hippie living illegally in the country under Democrat sanctuary city protection. Well, you know what? There's all kinds of stories around that particular assault.
There is. And I can't wait till it goes to trial if the guy lives that long.
He was heckled and booed. But I wanted, there was something else. He mentioned China briefly, but downplayed the threat posed by the surveillance balloon that traversed the country. He exaggerated the degree to which his administration has stood up to threat, which is only addressed after the balloon had completed its journey.
Now, the Republicans have a rebuttal after the State of the Union, and it's covered by all the stations. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders was the one that did it. She's the newly elected governor of Arkansas. And she said, at 40, I'm the youngest governor in the county, in the country. At 80, he's the oldest president in American history.
And?
I'm the first woman to lead my state. He's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is.
Oh, wow. Huge.
Washington taxes you and lights your hard-earned money on fire, but you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one another. She said that his administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left, and that America's dividing line was no longer a separation between right and left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
It's true. And so
the thing is that how do we get here? Liam?
Yeah,
this
Liam,
is your fault.
Liam,
you're not, this is your fault, Liam. How do we get here?
Do you talk about this with your other...
your friends ever talk about this?
Your contemporaries?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
It's a mess. I don't know. It's disappointing. I mean, the reality is, like, your average person in America isn't insane, but somehow our elected officials are.
You know.
I mean, it's true. It's true. It's so true.
I was making the bed this morning. You know how you do some, you know, things. You're driving or you're doing something, working out and all of your heavy
stuff. She was making the bed to keep me from crawling back into
it. I was making the bed this morning after Carl left. And I was thinking about our country, of all, you know, just how you do, like, menial chores. And how, you know, like, the word patriot has become not a nice word.
It's become synonymous with a right-wing, insurrectionist.
And there's a feeling of, I don't want to say, like, communism, but that's what my head said. That our country is becoming so divided that it almost feels like we're going into socialism.
Yeah, I mean...
And the country that I grew up with, now, and some people say, well, yeah, because, you know, we were terrible to the Native Americans and we were terrible to the African Americans. Yes, our country was built on that. I think almost, and I acknowledge it, and maybe I have some of this, you know, was raised a certain way, that I didn't really know those things. I mean, they weren't really taught in school. I'm trying to be sensitive. But I don't want to be so... I can't open my heart or my thought process or my words that everything comes out of me isn't correct. Then you crush my spirit. And I think that I'm not alone. A lot of people feel like, well... Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think it's making our children become very vanilla.
Well, it's not vanilla.
Well, what else do you want to call it?
I think that what it does is...
When I say vanilla, causes, you know what I'm saying? Numb, take away, any kind of color.
Know. Well, any type of strong viewpoints.
Thought process.
And to...
You must think like
to
this.
To learn that, to have actually have classes for kids in first and second grade about transgenderism. How do they even grasp something like this? you know, a woman who is a member of this movement and trans and her child changed to a girl has just come out and said, she said it's like a cult and that what a huge mistake she had made. And, but these are, this is something that's going on in the country right now that everybody needs to take a deep breath and step back and go, come on, what really do we want for our country? We want our country. I think everybody agrees that we want jobs. We want affordable housing. We want food on the shelves. And this is the first time in my lifetime that you go into a place and there's empty shelves. I mean, on a regular basis, there's empty shelves where the price of eggs has gone up to $6 a carton, where, you know, they want to have affordable food. They want to have a border that is not allowing tons of fentanyl to come across every day. They want, you know, they want a stability in their lives. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. The vast majority of us want that. And to get in for the government to leave us alone. I think that's another big thing.
All right, anyway, so in this particular, before
we've
got,
we've got a break.
Yep, it says, who do you want the Republican nominee to be in 2024? Listen to these four choices. I wouldn't even take this poll. Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin, or Ted Cruz.
Okay, Youngkin is the governor of Virginia and has done a lot there. And anyway, moving to our break, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark Seidy. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Yeah. Liam's hitting it this morning.
Oh, thanks. And I like when you, like, come blaring it in. That's how you come on in. Okay, I want to talk about this part.
Not until we do. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Wonderland Signs, located on 273. You know, across from Sweeties. Now, listen, if you're a business owner or if you want to do a banner or have cards or special logo and you want to do something very unique, they are true craftsmen over at True Artists at Wonderland Signs. They've been in business for 37 years. They did our KCNR logo, our cards. They just are just wonderful people. Karen and Tom and Steve and the gang over there have been together for years.
They put the KCNR logo on the back window of my truck, and it's been there for a long time.
Right.
And it has never peeled.
They do some of the rodeo signs, some of this
baseball,
the signs. Yeah.
Everything. It's right. Wonderland Signs.
I wanted
on
to talk
South Market Street.
Right. I wanted to talk about this laptop battery fire forces United flights to land. Or a United flight to land, hospitalizes four. So a United flight, I want us to just make a note of this. San Diego International Airport yesterday, after the crew reported a laptop fire in the cabin. The flight, which was headed to Newark Liberty International Airport, departed from San Diego at 7:07, returned at 7:51. Four flight attendants were taken to the hospital. This is why you still can't use your laptop during takeoff and landing. The flight later left San Diego for Newark, and other operations were impacted.
Now,
it seems that lithium batteries can smoke or catch fire when they overheat or get damaged. The FAA requires spare lithium ion and lithium metal batteries, including power banks and cell phone battery charger cases, to be carried in carry-on baggage only. When a bag is gate checked, all spare lithium batteries and power bank must be removed from the bag. The FAA has size limits on lithium batteries, but says the requirements allow for nearly all types of lithium batteries to be used in the average person and their electronic devices. According to FAA data from March 2006 to 2022, there were 414 incidents involving lithium batteries and smoke, fire, or extreme heat on flights. Battery packs accounted for 179 of the incidences. E-cigarettes and vapes cost 80, and laptops are reasonable for 49.
Well, how would you like to be sitting on a plane with the guy, and you're next to the window, and the guy on the aisle with another person in between you is using his computer, and it starts smoking like that. And the four people that were injured were, I don't understand, flight attendants, maybe because they got it up and they took it back to the rear of the airplane. But the other thing you said is the mask drop because of lack of oxygen in the cabin, but not for smoke.
Okay, so to reduce the risk to protect your electronics in a sleeve or its original case, avoid putting any pressure on it, such as placing it under a heavy object. If your gadget slips between the seats, alert a crew member who is trained to extract it. Don't move the seat yourself You could add pressure and inadvertently cracking or damaging it. The FAA has already proposes a $1.1 million fine for United over missed inspections.
Ooh.
If you notice a device spewing fire or smoke,
run in circles.
Notify a crew member who can put out the fire by placing the item in a thermal containment bag or using a fire extinguisher.
So you get off the plane, you're covered with this white stuff.
Warns against flaming. This guy also says he warns against throwing the flaming item on the ground and endangering other passengers.
So if it's burning and you pick it up, and you know, you push the attendant button and lean up, or stand up and say, bring the fire bag.
Oxygen masks deploy, this is what we were talking about earlier, when there is a loss of pressure, not when a cabin fills up with smoke.
Uh-oh.
The cabin crew will recommend opening up their air vents. Aircraft circulates air very rapidly, and turning on the fan is very helpful.
Yep.
I mean, just think about, my computer, by the way, is 8 years old. I have a Mac, and if I want to get a new Mac for what I want, it's like, you know, $1,800. Macs are not cheap. But I had the Pro Book, and I, one day at the studio, had a bottled water, because we always have covered containers in here. So I had a bottled water, and I just hit it a certain way without the little cap on the top, and it spilled on my keyboard. So our IT guy put it in rice for 2 days, and it just fried, it just didn't come back. So I instead of going out and spending $1,500, it was like more like $600. For a 2 or 3 year old rebuilt.
Works great.
And it's 8 years old now. But it does get hot. So just think about it. Just think about it before
Cheryl
you.
Cheryl Clifford, the embattled president of the Gateway Unified School District Board of Trustees, has just resigned. Her one sentence resignation letter was turned in Monday afternoon. If you did not know this, it came out yesterday. This is to inform you that effective immediately, I'm resigning my position on the Gateway Unified School Board effective immediately. Now the rest of the school board is going through a process to bring another member onto the school board. And right now it's 2-2. We have two people on one side and two people on the other. It's kind of like a microcosm of Congress. In the House of Representatives. Cheryl Clifford was elected by the Gateway Unified School District people, along with the other people. Everybody on the board's been elected. There were some mistakes made about on how they could fire and hire a superintendent. I've read pages of things that could say that these are reasons to let a superintendent go, but there are also the other side of it that said, no, he shouldn't be let go. Anyway, so he was fired, and now they don't have a superintendent. They have an acting superintendent. They have a group of people, and I don't know how big this group is. I don't know if it's one person or two people or three people, which is a Gateway Citizens Committee or something like that, who's been suing the board on how to do the superintendent and all these things. They were sued again last week for allegedly violating the district's own rules when they voted in January to bypass a board policy that sets the procedure for hiring a new superintendent. But it gets down to it. The school boards hire the superintendents. The Shasta County Office of Education doesn't. The school boards say what's going to be taught in the schools. The school boards say if they're going to obey all of the edicts from Sacramento. And then what happens? Well, we'll find out. All right. Quick break, and then we'll be right back. 8 o'clock, Jake Mangus is going to join us from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get an update on what business is like and what else is going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have been one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. receiving four out of five stars, 5 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, heart failure, stroke, and lack of surgical complications. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they are in, I mean, they're on the cutting edge of new technology. You don't have to make that 3-hour trip south to get just quality care with all of these, new procedures like the TAVR valve replacement. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
To me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, who is going, okay, Cornerstone Community Bank has had those slider debit cards. and they are now issuing the chips.
Thank God.
Yes, and you now you have to call.
Well, some places we can't even go, and they won't even accept a slider.
Well, they accept it. It just doesn't work all the time. If you're in Europe, they don't take sliders. Okay.
So here's my question before we go to Nick.
Well, let me finish up on this.
Okay.
That the but if you're look if you have if you belong to Cornerstone Community Bank, as many of us do, all you have to do is call the bank, say, hey, I'd like to have a chip, and they'll get it out to you right away. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
So my question before we go to Nick is, if I had a brand new bag of Oreos in the house, could you literally not open the bag? Are you disciplined enough to not open the bag just because they're there? That's my question.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to test you. All right, Nick. Let's go to the phones. Nick.
There is an uneaten Oreo in my truck. It's been there for 10,
probably
12.
Probably stepped on it about five times.
No, it's sitting right there next to me. It has not been touched.
All right.
Nick,
all right.
What say you?
What do you have on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the situation out at Gateway School District, and I got on a news cafe yesterday, and they've got an article on it, and I started reading the comments, and I've got two comments I want to read to you that shows how these people think. Here's the first one. As long as the local alt-R, meaning the alt-right, put up idiots like Richard Gallardo, Pee-wee Joneser, and the Kents as their leaders, threatening the lives of local citizens and parroting Q lies, you will continue to be referred to as Trump-tards for consistently stupidity and endangering the majority of the citizens. The alt-right is not the majority of Shasta County. There's absolutely zero need to pander to uneducated Trump-tards locally and nationally or to populist misinformation. To me, that whoever wrote that is they're stirring the pot. I'm the one that's supposed to stir the pot, Shasta County. You know that. So here's the second one. You assume these people are redeemable, meaning us alt-right, that their minds can be changed. Fascists only change when they're utterly defeated. Sometimes it pays more to energize your side than it pays to change the minds of crazy adversaries using polite conversation. Sometimes you dissuade fence sitters from joining the other side by persistently pointing out the other side is cruel, stupid, morally bankrupt authoritarians, gold-plated rectal orifices.
Now, would that change your mind?
Well, you know, these people accuse us of using that kind of language, of being, you know, completely against everything they say, and they present themselves as the gentlemanly conversationist. And this goes on all day, every day in the comments at a news cafe.
Yeah, they do. They
and
do.
They accuse
some
us
very
of
hateful
being
things.
Fascist.
Very hateful things are being said in on the comments.
And I think it's so toxic, Nick.
And absolutely, they censor almost every conservative that puts a comment on there, and the conservative comments I've seen and some I've put on that they've taken off don't have accusations, isn't calling people names, and it's just ridiculous that this is introduced into our society and that people agree with it.
It's like anything. Sometimes it's five or six people making 30 comments. So it's not like, but there are haters out there. There's haters on both sides.
I would urge everybody to listen to Sarah Huckabee Carter's response to the State of the Union address.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes.
Oh, no, anyway. I read parts of what she said.
You should listen to the whole thing. It's the best speech I've heard in a long, long time.
Okay, Nick.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay.
When do people decide to be, where is, again, the civility of being able to maybe disagree with something, but it's gotten to be so, slit your throat viciousness. Like the what conjures up for me is the hooded. It's very dark. It's toxic. I'm just talking about where have we gone that we cannot be civil to one another and be able to talk about your opinions or talk about, you know, and why if somebody does live in what one consider a Pollyanna or wants to be kind and considerate or do right things, why is there this movement of people that want to try to take, have come down to my level, drink from my cesspool?
Well, the vast majority of people, in my opinion, are not like that.
I would like to believe.
If you think about all the people we know in this town, the vast majority of the people we know want the best. They're at a level of caring about other people, wanting to live their lives and all that. Like but there is a small percentage.
If there's something tragic, if there was a tragedy that hit Reading.
Like the car fire. Yeah, remember what happened then?
Yes. If there was some kind of tragedy, do you really think that you're not going to help your neighbor because they believe a certain way? Are you going to be so dug into these ugly thoughts? I'm talking about everybody on each side. Like, okay, now Friday, there'll be 500 people in a sold-out event for the Go Red Luncheon, because it's about heart health. So if you can pull yourself out of the negative angst for a moment and think about that your sister, your mother, women's heart health affects all of us because we all bleed red. All races, all peoples. And I know I sound like I'm on my soapbox. But my point is that if something tragic happened right now, are you really going to be in this hate monger? Are you going to think about, oh my God, we got to gather food. What are we going to do? We have to come together.
They did under the car fire and other things when there's emergencies like that. And people put it, you know, they reach past the things that, make them less than savory. Okay, Liam, this is for you. What letter doesn't appear in any U.S. state name?
Z.
No.
No, because no. Arizona.
Oh, yeah. X. I'm going with
New Mexico.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna get it.
Okay, think about it. You're close, though.
I know I am. Is it Y?
No.
No?
You've got a lot of Ys.
These are like the letters that aren't used often, right?
This is a letter that does not appear in any of the U.S. state names.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, Benjamin Franklin wanted to nix from the alphabet this letter along with C, W, X, and Y. Among the 50 states, J...
Is it Q?
It's Q.
Yeah, it's Q.
Well, that's not Albuquerque.
It's states.
Oh.
States.
Okay.
Yeah. J and Z are also underutilized, appearing just once a piece in New Jersey and Arizona. So, there you go. There's your interesting fact of the day. The number of things are starting to happen, coming on tomorrow we're going to have the symphony on and talking about that. We talked about the micro shelters, the county employees, and I got this one. I'm not sure. I got this on the 6th, which is yesterday. United Public Employees of California, Local 792, who represents 1,000 county employees, they've reached an impasse in negotiating a new labor contract with Shasta County. Pay increases are in dispute. because of the inflationary rate. So that's something that's going to come up. Now, last night they voted on the on what to do with the Riverfront Project.
Oh,
and we'll have more information
on that. Oh,
well, we'll have more information on that. I'm sure Jake has it, and we're getting Mark Mazzano and Barry Tippin on to talk about that. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans zeroing in on social media censorship, specifically Twitter's burying of the Hunter Biden laptop story just weeks before the last presidential election. Republican Congressman James Comer, chairs the House Oversight Committee, says it's a big deal, pointing to collusion between the FBI and Twitter to suppress the story, which appeared first in the New York Post.
One survey found that 70% of Biden voters would not have voted for the Biden-Harris ticket if they'd known about the Biden laptop. But many Americans did not know about it because of a coordinated cover-up by big tech, the swamp, and mainstream news.
Comer's committee holding a hearing today, taking testimony from several former high-ranking Twitter employees. Republicans outraged by President Biden's claim made in last night's State of the Union speech that the GOP wants to cut Medicare and Social Security.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
That brought cries of liar, most notably from GOP firebrand Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Republicans also take issue with the president's claim that he is strong on defense.
The president says he sent a message by shooting down that Chinese spy balloon last week.
China threatens our sovereignty. We will act to protect our country, and we did.
But in the GOP response, it was Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk.
And she insists whether the threat comes from near or far away.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people.
The situation Sanders described as dangerous and unacceptable. Bob Agner reporting.
Town Hall News joining forces with international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief, food, and water to victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More information available on the website, srnnews.com. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/lbox. That's legacybox.com/lbox.
The UN says three protesters have died in an attack on a UN convoy in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
First, the road was blocked with rocks, and then protesters attacked the UN peacekeeping convoy as it was returning to the city of Goma in Eastern Congo. Videos show several trucks on fire. The UN mission, called MONUSCO, said three demonstrators died as the peacekeepers, accompanied by Congolese soldiers, tried to protect the convoy. Several vehicles were looted. There is a lot of anger as Rwandan-backed rebels have been advancing towards Goma. People in eastern Congo have long questioned why 18,000 UN peacekeepers cannot do more to stop the violence.
The BBC's Will Ross. Ukrainian President Zelensky making a rare trip outside of his country, daring to visit Britain in a bid for more advanced weapons as Kiev braces for an expected Russian offensive and hatches its own plans to retake land held by the Russians. News and analysis. Townhall.com. More disturbing revelations in the brutal beating death of Tyre Nichols.
Documents say one Memphis police officer accused of beating the 29-year-old man took photos and sent them to other officers and a female acquaintance. The documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission say Demetrius Haley stood over Nichols as he lay bloodied and propped up against a police car and took the photos. In a request that Haley and four other officers charged with second-degree murder be decertified, the Memphis Police Department wrote, "Your on-duty conduct was unjustly, blatantly unprofessional and unbecoming for a sworn public servant." I'm Donna Water.
LeBron James, the NBA's new career scoring leader, pushing his career total to 38,388 points, breaking the record that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar held for almost four decades. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage.
It's
Shasta
Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Okay, it's Wednesday, the 8th of February. I'm just checking everybody. If it had gone by both of you, I would have gone, nah, 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 nah. No, I wouldn't have.
43 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we have a beautiful week ahead of us. Today will be 66. That's our high. Sunny, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 42. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 66. Friday partly sunny with a high of 57. Sunny on Saturday with 64, and Super Bowl Sunday will be high of, our highs will be 67, and Sunday night mostly clear with our lows around 43.
I'm sorry, finish.
That's right. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have been bringing us the weather since we started our show here. And we love the Kinney family. They do a lot in our community. This is the Shasta Gas Propane Anderson veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts and go the extra mile for you in order to make it affordable in your budget. 365-3793.
And Liam, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging out. I didn't realize it was Wednesday, so.
Wednesday?
Yep.
It's, uh-oh. Uh-huh. Okay, at some point, we
got
to hear
it. I already got it pulled up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Here's the new, I'm going like, hop. He's like, what?
Well, no, so we're starting the show, and Linda's like making these big old eyes at me. And I'm like, what is going on? Like,
can you not hear? What's going on?
No, I was trying to do this, like, see my hand?
Yes.
That's supposed to be a camel hump.
I see. That's
okay,
there's another way of doing it.
No. No, you're not going to do that. No.
I can play it right now if you want me to.
Sure. Do it.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. Okay.
There we go.
Usually we play it for the sheriff, but we don't.
I think it's so funny because when I hear him going, Mike, it reminds me of a chicken that's pop, 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 pop.
Following you around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and then the woohoo is like, you know,
we have
the hen house.
We have a stellar guest with us this morning.
Who's on his beautiful Apple computer.
Linda wants to trade computers with you.
Well, we might have to strike up a deal here.
Hey, Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And the first thing we're going to address, and probably for the next maybe even two segments, is what occurred last night at the city council. And they were talking about voting on one of the propositions for the riverfront development and upgrading the riverfront plan. And the one that had been recommended by staff was MIG, M-I-G.
That's right.
And that's an American company, obviously. And they've got experience in this?
They absolutely do. And, you know, along with MIG is the name Populous. And Populous, as many of your listeners will remember, was part of the team that proposed to the city of Reading purchasing and redeveloping the land where the Civic Auditorium and the Reading Rodeo Grounds currently sit. So they're back. And I think that it's important for people to recognize that this organization, this world-renowned organization, Populous, has that, you know, we know they've got the local connection with Michael Lockwood, who, you know, Lockwood Tire, people will remember that business here in town.
He grew up here.
Grew up here in Reading. I think we were probably given some sort of a hometown discount, I would assume. I'm not even certain that Populous would be looking at Reading, California, if not for that connection. So this is one of those, rare opportunities. Not to put a shovel in the ground, this is actually,
this is just
kind of the opposite.
This is just the planning.
This is planning. And this is not just that, that site that was under, you know, the microscope before. We as in the community will have the opportunity to, give input as to what we think we should have and shouldn't have along Reading's riverfront. Now, what does that mean? It means that stretch between the, let's call it the crescent, from the rodeo grounds to the Cypress Bridge along Park Marina Drive, that side of the river. And we know that it's public property. And it's also private property. There are a lot of things at play there. It's waterfront in the state of California, so there are environmental concerns. This is Native American land before it was any of our land. So there are many voices, many perspectives, and recall all of this at City Council coming to the forefront when they were thinking, do we declare part of this surplus? What does that even mean? There was a lot of confusion about that. In the end, the council, the previous council said, let's punt this in a sense. Let's give the community what it wants, which is 18 to 24 months of community engagement, stakeholder meetings, all of those things, not to build anything, but just to plan what will be allowed and what won't be allowed in the future along the riverfront. But a lot has changed since this riverfront specific plan was initially done, or at least the last version of it. I think it was the 90s.
It was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
30 years ago that the plan was originally or last updated. And I think one of the things was that the proposal came as just plots of land without saying what it was. And
yeah.
if you remember, right before that was the disaster of selling the land down there where the proposed casino was going to be, ended up in a lawsuit.
There's a lot swirling around.
And as Barry said, that from now on, he said, we've always done it that way, but from now on, there's going to be an explanation. Like when you give the plat numbers, it's going to say riverfront. And the account, and then the council and Aaron Reznor said, we can't do this in a closed session. This has got to be open. And then that's when all the changes started. And the big thing is, if you sell the land, from what I understand, and tell me, Jake, if I'm wrong, if you sell that land, you then have low-income housing that has to come in. If you don't sell the land and develop yourself, that's not part of the equation.
Yeah, there was with the declaration of surplus property, there's a procedure that has to be followed, and one of the steps along the way is that the property has to be made available for affordable housing development, and people could choose to take advantage of that or not. And so that was part of the equation, and part of the question that people had was, well, does that mean we're going to have low-income housing tracts down there where we've got the Civic Auditorium and the
It could be
the rodeo grounds? And it was always a small percentage of the overall development anyway.
Yeah.
At the quote worst case scenario, though, we are starving for affordable housing in our community. The question is that the right place for it? I guess it's primo property for the community. It's public property today, but this specific plan revision expands well beyond that footprint. It's actually that entire area along Park Marina Drive to the Cypress Bridge.
So and that's the Kutras family.
This has been, yes, the Kutras family. And Chris he's a friend. We've met many times over the years during my time at the chamber. He wants to, I know, keep that land in the family. He's considered long-term ground leases as the way forward for them. He wants his son George to inherit that property someday. He's thinking about the heritage of his family and also the legacy he wants to leave. And probably feeling a fair share of pressure on all of this from different perspectives. He also, I think there's a, his sister has a part ownership in some of these properties as well. So it gets complicated. I know in my conversations with him over time that it's important to him that he be dealt with fairly and reasonably, and also that whatever is developed along his parcels of land, that they are, quote, right for Reading. And he's adamant that he doesn't want it to be an exclusive scenario where you have to have big money to be able to enjoy Reading's riverfront. So a mixture, I would think, of taking advantage of that beautiful riverfront we've got, providing greater public access to it than currently exists. You could see river trail extension through there. There will be transportation elements to this. There'll be,
A new bridge somewhere down in there.
Yeah.
Mixed
use, development like we've seen in the downtown area where you've got residents above and, commercial spaces below. Imagine if Reading actually had a restaurant
On
the river. And, you know, View 202 is on the bluffs overlooking the river. And then you've got Riverview Golf and Country Club, which is a private country club. And there used to be Amigos, Mexican food restaurant in Anderson. And that was truly
a riverfront restaurant.
Experience.
That was a great place.
So hey, we have so much opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break and let's come back and discuss that, gleaned from that yesterday.
Yep, I've got more information for sure.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is a master when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's small chips or cracks over 2 feet in length. He's been doing this for many years. He offers free inspection and analysis of a windshield. Linda had a chip in her windshield, and this one was severe enough it went almost all the way through and would have gone through if he had not caught it, fixed it, and you can't even see it today. This is the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. So bring your vehicle in for that free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, and Jeff guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio. 8:20 in the morning here on the Wednesday, the 8th of February. 40 degrees out there. Yeah, it's going to be another beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, our jewelry store of choice, locally owned, locally run, been in the business there for about 30 years. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, outstanding selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Get your watch batteries changed, watches repaired. They have the only watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Nick said that he's got a 10-second question.
Well, it's not a question, it's a point. You made a mistake, Carl. Aaron Reisner wanted to do this behind the public's back. It was Mark Mazzano that insisted it come in front of the public.
Well, that was what Mark told me, okay? Yeah.
No. Mark's the one that brought
well,
it out.
Well, Mark's the one that told me that Aaron was the pusher in there. That's why I said it.
When did he say that to you?
Crab feed.
What?
Crab feed.
Well, you misunderstood or you're mistaken. And if
or you could be.
I'm sure I'm not.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Yeah.
Bye.
So as I looked at the proposal from MIG Populous, MIG, the overarching proposal generator, you look at the team that they've assembled. And this, by the way, last night at the city council meeting had a lot of public comment, a lot of discussion, and ultimately the vote was 3-2 in favor of accepting this proposal and moving forward.
Who were the three?
The three were Jack Munns, Tanessa Audette, and Julie Winter.
Hmm.
The two no's were Michael DeQuisto and Mark Mazzano. Mike, for different reasons, the two, well, we call them naysayers, I suppose. The two that voted no, Mark Mazzano said, great proposal. This has nothing to do with the merits of the proposal. It's just simply that I believe that at this time and this recession that we're in and who knows how long it's going to last, $1.25 million from this American Rescue Plan Act money, which is paying for this study, could be used for better purposes at this time. Then DeQuisto, his reasoning was a little bit different, where he said very plainly, this is just the first in many steps to eventually turn this property over to the McConnell Foundation and to the K2 development folks. So those were the reasons given. The other three mostly spoke into this being the opportunity to have a vision for a renewed vision for Reading's riverfront to give the people what they said that they want, which is 1.5 to 2 years of opportunity to be heard and to learn and give input. So this team that was assembled by MIG includes not only Populous as the global leader in designing sports facilities, arenas, convention centers, and planning and designing major events and so on, but also some other familiar names like GHD. GHD is represented by Russ Winham. Russ Winham is a Reading West Rotarian. He's been involved in many projects of a, what do you call it, civil engineering standpoint. Mm-hmm. He was Mr. Roundabout, helping with the, this, I don't know if this is a selling point or not. Sorry about this, Russ, but the Roundabout over by Costco.
Russ was on our show. He's telling us why it would work.
He's a great guy. And then, the third group is Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto. So NMR would be, let's see what their role would be, instrumental in strategic design thinking and connecting with stakeholders. Now, I know from being around, that this would not be his first rodeo, so to speak, with the riverfront. He's been involved in designing and envisioning that area in the past. There's also a couple others, and one of the more vociferous groups concerned with making sure that it is represented, it would be the indigenous voice. So I think probably encouraging to see that there is a an indigenous community-led urban design and architecture firm involved as well, and it's Tawa. So they have a really strong proposal here. It passed. It means it's moving forward, and it doesn't mean that anything's going to be developed. It just means we're going to get to revise the plan that's been collecting dust on the shelf for decades.
Well, I think everybody agrees that replacing the Civic is a good idea. My whole concern around this was that the city is not equipped to do this. And this city council could change in 2 years, and will probably. So you need to have a long-term vision and somebody in charge of it from the city. So was there anything in there on from the city talking about there's going to have to be a program manager for something like this?
I'm sure that there will be.
It has to be.
When the city council...
Elected official.
No, the city council gave... the previous city council gave direction to staff to solicit for, an RFP, request for proposal, and then to make a recommendation to the city council as to who they thought brought the best proposal forward. So they chose the MIG populace proposal, and that was a team assembled internally, I would assume, by Barry Tippin. And it included people from public works, from community development, from transportation, and the engineering and planning departments. And so they got a team together, and I'm certain that some of those same people will be leading the way from a staff standpoint at the city. We are excited. I will just speak for myself. I am excited as a long-term Reading resident to be invited with the rest of the community to come to the table at this time and dream about what could be along this riverfront. Remember, this in modern times, since it was settled by non-indigenous folks, let's say, that area was the grounds where much of the aggregate was pulled out that became Shasta Dam. And that's why you've got a lot of these ponds and so forth that have existed for years. It used to be the Kutris Pond, the Kutris Lake, which was a recreation area for families in the summertime in Reading. My parents included in this. And then, of course, we remember things like the sports cottage in more modern times and the Polynesian village concept that was going to be, but never quite got there, the roundhouse being one example of what was going to be many interconnected homes of that sort on the water. The Kutris family has owned this property for generations, and I know that they want to do right by the community, but also knowing that they've got to be able to sustain themselves too. So to me, that means you got to figure out how to turn a profit on that property without giving it up. And that's what they're aiming to do. I know that. So all of these things come into play. There are things that we're going to be able to, as a community, control. And I would say community meaning the public property. We'll have probably more of a say on that than the private property, though the private property will be influenced because this will say what what type of development is allowable or not. I think it might also put a little bit of a timeout on whatever plans Kutras might have right now, because if you're an investor looking at that property, are you going to dive in now when there's uncertainty as to what will be allowable? I know one of the last thing, just again, this just opinion, is I would love to see this crescent from the rodeo grounds to the Cypress Bridge have some sort of continuity in its design, something that makes sense. Park Marina Drive is a really cool name. If you're not from Redding and you hear, you know, there's a boardwalk or a river walk along Park Marina Drive, that sounds like a pretty cool place,
yeah.
You know? So in addition to stopping off Interstate 5 to go to the Sundial Bridge, you could walk Park Marina Drive, where we've got all of this great natural beauty as well as other things that will interest you. The city did spotlight tourism as one of the main reasons for taking a look at this location. And since we are providing the tourism marketing for the city of Redding at this time through Visit Redding and our contract we have, we agree with that as well. Imagine all of the people that are drifting the river with the fly shop and other guides. Those folks have money in their pockets, and they want to spend it. We want to give them opportunities to do that and to stay longer in our city. So having places where the drift boat can, you know,
pull in
and have a great lunch or whatever it might be. I mean, anything you could dream it, bring it to the table at this time. That's what this is all about for the community.
Okay. It's 8:30 here, and this is, they're looking for ideas. And, you know, at the same time, we don't want to lose the ambiance of who we are.
Exactly. We want what's right for the Redding Riverfront.
The Redding Rodeo Association.
Not the San Antonio Riverwalk. That's
right.
Basically a canal surrounded by
it
concrete,
is a canal.
Okay?
That is a canal. But every year it draws millions of visitors for a canal ride.
So there's that.
Yeah. And we also don't want to lose the momentum.
Yeah, now that it's started, we need to move forward with this. This is a 15-year project. Let's just look at it.
It's a long-term thing.
It is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, and their newest business is the firearm shop, and a combination firearm shop on one side and classrooms on the other. The firearms shop is located at 11091 Rhyolite Drive, which is off of Lake Boulevard behind the bowling alley right there on that road right there. And they've got a full selection of firearms, ammo, accessories. They're open right now. They close at 5. Their phone number is 1-800-913-1393, and it's part of Northern Firearms Instruction Company, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Jake Mangus is our guest today.
Do you want to do
and,
that?
And, well, you know, you go ahead and, do you do a daily read for Cypress, Cypress Square?
I do. A daily read.
A daily
I
read.
I never missed one. I may miss some others, but I never miss Cypress Square Barbershop read. They've been with me. I've been with them since before we opened up the station. And so they've been supporting us. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business. Been there for a couple of decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. And, I mean, I've been in places before that. I've had a haircut that when I went home, did you see what they did to the back of your head? I said, no, because I couldn't see. The back of my head.
They made no.
They made a muffin. Yeah, they made a muffin out of the back of your head. Anyway, they work by appointments only too. So if you give them a call at 530-244-9478, you set up a time that's good for you, and go in there, get your hair cut, and you're out of there. It's man's last stronghold. It's a great place. Jake Mangus is with us, as Linda said, and somebody just handed me a note that said the county is removing the two portable buildings that were being used as courtrooms, 11 and 12, next to the jail.
Well, shoot, we haven't talked about the jail at all. That's
right,
a big topic.
That's why they're removing them, right?
Let's roll into the jail. I know you were against, I know, and as were many, about putting it downtown.
Yeah, I felt like I felt compelled to just give an opinion. And
so is Chief, by the way. He was on the other day and said he doesn't like the idea.
Well, you know, I'm on Sheriff Johnson's advisory board locally, so I've been privy to a lot of discussions. And in fact, we have our meeting today, and I'm curious to hear that. I met with Patrick Jones at the chamber. I also met with the sheriff recently as well. We talked about what's been decided. It's been decided at the Board of Supervisors level. I do have questions about the City of Reading's involvement, demand on infrastructure, some of the other things. I think also they're trying to figure out, no matter which option was chosen, it was going to be, how are we going to pay for this? $100 million plus expansion of the jail downtown, or an even more expensive option outside of downtown. The reason why I said that I was in favor of the option outside of downtown primarily was the sheriff made it clear to us, just from a business standpoint, you got capital costs at the beginning of a project and they're going to be X. But the Y being the operations over the long term are the major cost of running a facility. And if we were to expand the jail downtown, we would basically be expanding upon an inefficient model from an operations standpoint based upon the way that the state requires that you staff jails that have a vertical model like our downtown does. When if we would be able to build a new facility from the ground up outside of downtown and keep it one story high, you have more of a podular model where there is a way of maximizing incarceration and minimizing the staff requirements. So to me, it made sense to look at that. I wasn't sure if you had to build a $500 million facility outside of downtown or nothing, or if it could be phased in over time as the budget allowed. So there were a lot of questions there, but I don't want it to sound like sour grapes, because ultimately we elect our supervisors as a community to represent us, and the majority of that group decided to pursue the expansion of downtown's jail. From the business community standpoint, if we're able to get 300 hardened criminals off the street and into the jail, that would be a win for us. And if we can do that as quickly as possible, that would be outstanding. I also recognize the changes in the way that we are able to incarcerate people. It makes it really hard to hold those repeat property crime offenders accountable. And then you've got the mental health and the drug offense issues that, you know, you're just not going to be able to throw people behind bars and throw away the key.
I think that what I saw was that they were going to have the full enchilada there, in the sense of they were going to have drug abatement, mental health. They were going to have things there from Health and Human Services to be able to, in the new jail. Any way you looked at it, I heard, you know, Jones said that. Everybody has agreed on that. Now, we live in proximity of where that
That's
new,
right.
That
I was
new.
I was wondering about people
but
that lived around the jail.
We have never had a problem. We've never had a problem. And they turn people out of that jail now.
Sure.
And we've never had a problem. I think it's because they head down the hill as opposed to up the hill.
Yeah, less effort
and,
there.
But I will tell you, and Linda and I have talked about it, and you get another 280 in there. It would be nice if they, when they released them from jail, that they released them someplace else.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with that.
Take them down, put them on, down there on Pine Street in that little, on that place, across from Corp.
The Corbett, chamber?
The chamber. Because, you know, they
We see got, them, believe me. So I had a good meeting with Patrick Jones, and I was grateful that he, took the meeting, and so he talked about his fiscal conservatism and his history in the community, and we had some common threads in terms of the way that things have devolved in Reading, in terms of the presence of not only criminal activity because of what we've seen transpire with society, also the unsheltered in our community. So those being different issues oftentimes.
Would you, micro shelters that just went up.
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day.
Do I think that's an end-all, cure-all? No. But do I think that it's part of the way forward? Possibly. So let's try it. There's no harm in giving it
always,
a shot.
You can always turn them into stables later.
Yeah, well, and then what you do is, like, this is the thing that I feel, you know, we'll take a page out of the startup community where they say it's a badge of honor to fail, but fail fast. If you weren't embarrassed by the first version of your business when you decided to start, you waited too long to launch. So you got to try, learn, innovate.
Boy, is that true?
And so on and so forth. And you guys know what I mean from your own experiences. So
well, you know what? It's just hard to have a business in today's climate.
Yeah,
and
true.
As well as you know, many fail in the first 2-3 years. Others, there's very few that make it past 5. So when you've lasted past 5, I mean, there's a lot to be. I mean, and I'm not talking about us.
Yeah.
But
just
you
in
know,
general,
just general for businesses. And you see this. How many businesses fail a year? Would you say?
Oh, I don't know that number in our community.
But is it a like 20%?
Well, I wish I could. I don't even. I couldn't even.
There's your homework.
Guess.
There's your homework. Because we have so many new businesses starting, we focus on that, but at the same time, there's others that you'll see announcements.
Yeah, like one is I walk from my parking lot that's been designated to me as an employee in downtown Reading, where we pay for a permit for all of our
staff.
So did
you get the $25 one?
Yeah, I got the $25 a month permit.
Obviously, that there is a there is some stuff going on behind the scenes.
Am I walking into something right now?
Somebody came into us and said, it was pretty well thought out.
Yeah.
Said, you know what? I work downtown. How come certain groups of people, they just say, oh, I'm just going to go down and get it without having to apply for it?
Oh, no. Well, I applied for it.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, I'm sure you did.
But, I think, and I park in the lot on the other side of Taroko at Pine and Sacramento Street, and I walk, I think it's four blocks to my office, and thankfully I'm able-bodied.
Four blocks?
It takes about 3 minutes. So it's not big of a deal.
But the ladies that work in there in your office, so they're going to be in their tennis shoes coming
to
work.
That's right. I go, ladies, you can wear your flats. You can wear your tennis shoes, whatever you need to do.
Like they really care what you think.
I know they don't. No. Yeah. They know who's in charge for real. Kind of like at home.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Love you, honey. Anyway, what I was going to get back to was, I don't know where I was going now because I got kind of drifted away.
Parking.
We were talking about parking.
Yes.
Well, okay. No, I wanted to.
There have been so many people opposed to this new parking plan. I mean,
yeah, I think it's.
I'm vehemently opposed.
I wrote the and you. I think you replied to me too, but I asked for it. I did, but I decided to put something out there where it's basically paid parking paradigm shift in downtown Reading, because we're not used to it, and it's been sporadic at best in terms of enforcement. But now we are entering into a new era where there will be paid for parking, and there are all these different perspectives. Business owners that say we need turnover in front of our location. Other business owners saying, yeah, we get that. But not now, when we've got all this construction still in midstream. There are all these obstacles already
for
my customers.
When inflation is at 8%, when the cost of everything is going up. Yeah. And now we're going to make them pay $2, or a buck an hour.
Ask, I know Rocky Slaughter works for K2 Development, so he's got a perspective there. But there's a book that he's referred me to called The Real Cost of Free Parking. So knowing that there's got to be a mechanism to pay for not only the enforcement of the parking for the turnover and things, but also the upkeep. So that will not be paid for by paid parking and fees and so on. It's going to take another mechanism, and there are others at the table right now.
To me, is if you put a parking meter on each spot and you have enforcement, that would work. And, you know, I mean, because you're over 2 hours, ticket. If you haven't paid, ticket. I mean, but you've got to be ruthless and have that person out there dressed in a Batman's costume so people won't
feel
so bad.
Let's take a break on parking. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier!
your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. I just love that song. I don't know why.
See, if you saw Casey and the Sunshine Band, you would just go like, what?
Do a little dance.
But there's how many? They have five or six major
dance
songs that you don't really. Oh.
And you really, you get their fans from Casey and the Sunshine Band. There's really a lot of room to dance because they're so old. That people
we laughed so hard one time, Jake. You'll laugh because you know this was a deep belly laugh. This is almost I got to go to the bathroom like right now because we laughed so hard. You know, oh, here we go.
I can
because
hear.
Because I was talking about like I want to go, and you're going to definitely we're going to have like you know ambulances.
You can tell
in the
where
parking
they,
lot.
You can tell where they're at by the EMTs.
Yes, the EMTs and we're dancing on our walkers.
I was going to put a hospital bed in the back of the car that I could put Linda in after she's been dancing. With you know,
I'm going to need a transfusion and also an infusion and ice chips for my mouth because I'll be so dry from dancing so hard that pretty soon when the legs give out, I'll just be like rolling around on my back and that just will work. You can dance with your feet in the air. And it's called the bug, but you're over the hill, so it's called the mug or something. I don't know.
Call it a spasm. Moving out there.
Spasm.
Yes, this is why you need to have your electrolyte injection while you're.
Remember how people would just squat down and come back up? It's not as easy anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. How low can you go?
Yeah, how low can you go? So low. So low that...
I can't get back up.
Yeah, exactly. So low that they...
Yeah I got no problem with the limbo. It's just the getting back up part.
Yeah, they have to... You have to have two bars to pull you up.
You're horizontal to the deck, and you can't move. There you go. Okay.
I've had to roll out. I've
parking,
had to roll out of...
We've talked about the jail. We've talked about the
and on the jail piece, again, just going back to questions we have now is just to see what the county comes up with this in terms of how to finance it. I mean, you would assume that they're going to do everything they can to utilize the $25 million in American Rescue Plan Act money they've allocated for the jail and then, you know, make sure that it's allowable to be used for those purposes or figure out how it can be. And then some sort of long-term bond financing of some sort.
Well, they're saying they don't. Oh, well, bond. But still, we pay for the bond.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a...
They keep saying they don't want to raise taxes.
It wouldn't be a sales tax increase, but it would be a long-term
bond.
Debt.
Yeah. And, well, what about, you know, it still goes back to personnel.
Yeah.
And we're short personnel right now. So there's got to be money allocated to the sheriff's department to for bonuses and for hiring people so we can get, in my opinion, because money talks.
Well, and I know that those are some of the strategies they're looking at when it comes to the sheriff's office and their staffing shortages in the jail and in other places is, you know, what makes the most long-term business sense for the county? And Patrick was talking through some of the options that he was considering when we met. There's a lot they're going to have to do. I'm hopeful that as the supervisors work through the interview process for the new county CEO, by the way, congratulations to Mary Williams as interim. One question or two questions I have, is she the first female to occupy that seat in Shasta County history? I would say probably. And then second question is she the youngest in the state's history to occupy that seat? I'm wondering that. I mean, don't know. I don't know that it matters so much, but it is pretty impressive. And
well, she's been around there
I'm
for
excited
a while.
For her. Yeah, she is a good person.
Absolutely. And she's been around that county executive office for a while.
Yep, she's seen a lot over her time. That's for sure.
We all have.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see new businesses again? I know that we just came out. Todd Brown Jones.
Yeah.
Just said is that we were like in one of the top places to come from.
Yeah. I would just dovetailing on Todd's comments. Aaron, our marketing and communications VP at the chamber, attended the economic forecast meeting down in Chico at Chico State a few weeks ago, and she shared the PowerPoint presentation from Dr. Robert Eiler with me. He always does, as the economist, he always does his state of the economy in the North State speech. And one of our big takeaways was of all the North State counties, Shasta is performing better than Tehama and Butte and others that they take a look at, which is encouraging for us. Certainly we've seen wages increase here at a faster clip than other places, so that can be a good thing to see. But overall, we still face workforce issues. Supply chain challenges are still very much present. We are seeing the automotive industry across the board in this country slow down, and that is a key indicator for sales tax revenues of the future. So one of the things that I'm watching and curious to see what happens is what will sales tax revenue look like for our municipalities locally as they've added public safety staff with one-time money in some circumstances? What will sustain those positions so we don't fall back into those Great Recession challenges where we have a limited police force and we don't have three people on fire engines and all these things that we've worked so hard to get to as a community? I talked to Barry Tippin about this, and he did tell me that they saved a lot of money, put it away for rainy day, and they've got some, quote, levers to pull to make sure that they don't lose police officers. So that's a big deal for the business community, because the top three things we always hear is public safety, homelessness, and now it's workforce issues. Those are the three that we hear in our surveys we do of our members. So I'm concluding the cohort through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Workforce Business Fellowship in March, and it's been a great experience along the way. You realize that workforce is really from the womb to the workplace, and we've got a great opportunity to roll up our sleeves as an industry representative and be a great partner with a lot of these other workforce partners like Smart Workforce Center. We celebrated their grand opening at their new location across from City Hall.
How exciting.
You know, yesterday, and Shasta College, Simpson University, SCOE, all of these different partners locally are all part of this. College and career options.
Well, you know what? We've got a four-year university here, and they've opened up to so many new disciplines. They're starting a football team, and
I'll be out there with Norm Hall and some of their team later this week.
What are they doing?
Well, they just signed five local kids.
Oh, how exciting.
To play football.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is good stuff. I mean, and we got that bass fishing team out there and everything, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thanks.
And Norm is a good mover and a shaker.
He is, yeah. He carries the banner well for Reading's hometown university.
Right.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for being with us this morning, Jay. Closing thoughts. We've got 30 seconds. Boom.
That we've got a recession time right now. We don't anticipate it being as severe as the Great Recession, and things are still moving along pretty well here in Reading, which is great. If you want to work today, there's opportunity to get back in the workforce. A lot of businesses could use you, and we continue to be optimistic about our community.
Cool.
All right. Now, tomorrow, we thought Gabe and friends were on today, but
right.
It's tomorrow.
They're on tomorrow. That's where he's bringing in the animals from Mutual of Omaha and then Simpson University.
Oh, great. Trish will be joining you.
And the symphony will be here at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. Big day.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.